It was more than 2 years ago that Arthur Ashe's nephew reached out to Richmond City Councilwoman Kim Gray, asking for her help in renaming the boulevard after his uncle. The street was a perfect fit. At one end is the Arthur Ashe Arena, at the other, the tennis courts Ashe wasn't allowed to play on as a kid.
Disney couldn't write a better script. You know, to be denied, based on the color of his skin, access to those tennis courts and then to come back and win an international tournament was pretty amazing.
Standing in front of the Arthur Ashe Monument downtown, Gray says she had no idea how difficult an endeavor it would wind up being. There had always been pushback from some who live along the stately avenue. This was the third attempt in 30 years. Previous efforts had failed amidst bitter racial tensions.
There's a lot of really hurtful history involved. And when we had our public hearing about it, I had older African Americans who live in the area who were in tears. And they said, we never seem to move ahead in the city, never get what we want.
But this time they did. Beginning this weekend, the street signs will change. Soon, a highway marker will float above the interstates.
Anyone traveling 95-64 passing through Richmond will see Arthur Ashe Boulevard on the sign. So I think it's an important piece in placemaking.
This weekend, the city is hosting 3 days of celebration, including a speech from Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis, plus the unveiling of a new exhibit at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture.
Well, the exhibition is titled Determined, the 400-year struggle for Black equality.
Karen Sherry is the curator.
It looks at the various ways Black people have fought for freedom from oppression and enslavement, for equal justice and equal rights.
The exhibition includes artifacts from Ashe's history, including a huge 9-by-11-foot family tree. Tucked in a corner is Ashe's name, his roots traced back to enslaved ancestors.
Full of these winding and bending branches topped with green leaves, and just full of names.
Joanne Blackwell, a distant cousin of Ashe's, donated the family tree to the museum. It had been in her closet.
Sometimes I would just pull it out and I would just run my hands across the names.
Ancestors, people she knew and didn't, 5,000 of them. To piece together the history, Blackwell's cousin spent years researching slave ship manifests, wills at rural courthouses, plantation inventories.
It's something that every family, especially African American families, something they should have. They should be able to know their history because, as you know, our history, we lost our history.
But for this family, that history is unlikely to be lost again, etched in permanent street signs. Back in front of the statue of Ashe, Kim Gray says that sense of pride is larger than one man or one family.
I still have women grab me in the supermarket and give me bear hugs, and I'm like, ah! and the tears just roll down their face.
Tears at having one of Richmond's main thoroughfares through the affluent cultural heart of the city, named after a Black man. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.